Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday at our new time, 5 p.m. on the west and 8 p.m. on the east. Today's show is going to be an excellent show. We're going to be helping our artists step their games up today and talk to you guys about how to protect, copyright, and register your brand and your music. So definitely make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can listen to us live from your tablet, from your PC, from your desktop, your all-in-one, your Mac, your desktop, all of that, your laptop, all of that. You can listen to us live. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And if you just happen to miss the show, you can always archive the show later. Don't even worry about it. We got you hooked up. All shows are recorded, and you can listen to the show later on your leisure time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and at DivaSpot Radio, and we'll definitely be sure to follow back. I'm going to have some special guests on the show with me as well. I'm bringing some professionals in because this is more of a professional situation. So I'm going to have P-Cell is going to come in, and also we're going to have I Am Brandon from Next Legacy Radio. He's going to be in here, and we're just going to be chopping it up with you and giving you guys some tips. It's very, very important for our artists to protect their brand and their music, and make sure you follow them on Twitter at I Am Branded. That's I Am Branded, and follow P-Spell, which is the manager of Tamara Bubbles. Big shout out to Tamara Bubbles at Top Shelf Pro for Life. Again, that's Top Shelf Pro for Life, and it's T-O-P-S-H-E-L-F-P-R-O, the number 4, L-I-F. And if you didn't get that, don't worry, I will post it in the chat room. Let's get into some of the top music that you hear behind me, Cherry Wine, Nas and Amy Winehouse, and when we come back, we're going to get right into it. Let's go.
We are what radio should be.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100 at gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Influence me, bruh.
No, I think from intelligence to make them a conscious of what has been done to my people around the world. It helps to change the world.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
I'm back up in the scene, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in to live the Steffi Game of Saturdays, each and every Saturday at our new time, 5 p.m. on the west and 8 p.m. on the east. Of course, we told you guys we're going to step your game up. Step your game up. For those who are just tuning into the show, Step Your Game Up is all about enhancing, educating. We have great business owners that come on the show, and we also do community talk. So I wanted to do this show because too many times we hear the sad stories of artists being ripped off $1,000, you know, publishing rights, and in some cases, even their names. So your girl Diva Ebony B has brought in a panel of professionals, you know, from labels to management and radio. And so you need to follow and network with our guests and check them out. You want to follow Brandon. I am Brandon at I am Brandon. And you want to follow P-Spell on Twitter at Top Shelf Pro for Life. And make sure you check them out and see what they're doing. They are power players and they have been doing this for years. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring in my guests. I am Brandon at Peaceville. Welcome to Steffi Game of Saturdays, King.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I appreciate the invite. Happy to be here as well.
Oh, great. So many times we have heard about artists being ripped off, and we've heard the horror stories and the WAN and the Mad Milk about it. So now we decided, you know what, let's go ahead and bring in some professionals and talk about it. And the first thing I want to talk about is how to protect copyright and register your brand or your music. And a lot of artists are not familiar with this because, unfortunately, every artist at this time feel like it's their time. And y'all just need to hear me, and y'all just need to see me, and y'all just need to buy my record,
and that's it, and respect me. But let's get to the meat and potatoes of this thing. When you submit a song for copywriting, you simply are proving the date or providing the date of the submission of your work. Now, the fine folks over at the Copyright Artists don't sit around listening to every submission to see if they heard it before. You know, that would be impossible for them to listen to every music. So when you write a record or record a song, technically you created it. And thus your own, the copyright to it. So when you write a record or when you record it, technically you created it and you own it. But by submitting a song to a copyright office, you're protecting your music simply by acknowledging the date of its creation. So it's also important to note that certain aspects of the song are not protected, even you registering the copyrights. That includes the chord progression, the overall idea or concept of your song, and the title or short phrase. So just think about how many songs has been used, the cliche ideals like I wish you were here or what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Also imagine how many copyright infringements there would be if the I, the V, the VI, and the IV chord progressions could be copyrighted. Now on the other hand, melodies and actual lyrics are very much covered under copyright protection. Mm-hmm. Beginning the copyright registration process, the website for submitting your songs for copyright in the United States, you guys, is www.copyright.gov. Again, that's www.copyright.gov. Now, on this website, you'll be able to print forms for mailing in your music you want to copyright, or you can submit your music for copyright online, which makes submitting it easier. I think doing it online is a lot more better. Now, when it comes time to copyright your music, there are two forms you can use as a songwriter. There is the SR form, and there's also the PA form. Technically, there are three forms if you consider the fact that there's also a short form version of the PA form. But that offers the same protection as the PR form. Now, SR stands for sound recording, while PA stands for performing arts. So how do you know which one to use? Now, with that being said, I'm going to go over to you, Brandon. But first, with the the SR and the PA form, and moving forward, because a lot of artists be like, wait a minute, what is this and what is it all about?
I think for the most part, when you take a look at those forms, I mean, I think those forms is one where it's just like, you know, at the end of the day, it depends on the artist that you are and what you got going on. So, you know, to me, I think it varies from, you know, form to form. But I think if you're a recording artist too, I think the one of the important things that you need to do is you need to make sure that you register yourself through BMI or, you know, ASCAP or, you know, some of those other sites where, you know, you can have a traction, I guess you could say, as far as how you're marketing yourself, how you're like, say, like if you're writing from for another artist, you want to make sure that you register under, you know, one of those umbrellas as well. So I mean, I think there's a bunch of forms and people get bogged down by it, but at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, you want to cover yourself too, so you want to make sure that you hit up, you know, all the real main hot spots like a BMI or an ASCAP, just so you can be able to lock something in and just be able to keep that option flowing for the rest. So, you know, the rest has kind of come easy, but I know a lot of people get confused by all the extra paperwork that's out there.
And then, with that being said, thank you, Brandon, for that. And that being said, I'm going to go over to Pete Spell, because Pete Spell is a manager. He managed artists and managed plenty of artists. And I know sometimes you get the artists who come and be like, well, you know, you just take care of that. But they need to know as well. So, Pete Spell, what are some of the top publishing companies or copywriting organizations or societies that you would recommend for artists to register their music with in their brand?
For the first, thanks for having me again. And the gentleman just who was just on just kind of hit it. BMI, PFAC, I think it's a better one to try to speak out, because you get royalties and on a monthly basis. It's not something that's like the other ones. They hold it off for the quarters, and then they try to distribute money out to you. So the most important thing to me is just you got to research. You can't leave it up to your PR. You can't leave it up to management. You have to do your own homework.
Mm.
You know, if you decide that you're going to put it in somebody else's hands, then you're preparing yourself to be jerked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the keys that I would tell people. Try to it's 95% of the business in the industry is 95%. It's 5% to meet talent.
Mm.
So that means you have to, if you're deciding that you're going to go and do music, or if you're going to play any instruments, you're just going to get in the industry, period, you have to go and learn all that you can about the music industry before you decide that this is what I'm going to do for my career. Because you go in there happy, you walk away sad.
Hmm.
You know,
now,
so you have to research. And CSAC, I mean, registering your music and your songs is the most important thing that you will ever do in your career. That's the first and foremost. If you think that you wrote a hit, then you have to go online and search out, I got to copyright this. That's the first thing that should come to your mind. And that even goes as far as if you're writing for somebody else or if you're collaborating with somebody else. A lot of people are talking about collaborations as well, and they're not protecting themselves. Everybody's sending away free beats, and just write to it. Oh, we take care of it later. No, don't do that. When you write something to anybody's collaboration or anything of that nature, you have to go and copyright it.
If I write a song, so just so I can have an understanding of this, so say, you know, Iron Brandon hit me up like, Diva, I got this hot track, you know, and big shout out to Iron Brandon. He did just drop some music that we're going to be talking about in a few minutes, but he hit me up and say, Diva, I need your sexy voice on my track. And I'm like, cool, I write a verse or two or whatever, but before I do it, am I copywriting my lyrics or am I registering my lyrics, or am I registering the fact that I performed on the record? And is there a contract that I need to have him sign, or agreement him sign, so saying that I was on his record, that I need to get paid?
Yeah, exactly. You can have an agreement with the person that's collaborating with you, and y'all can sign off that you guys can split 50-50 or however it's going to go. But if you're going to write, if he's telling you to write to a verse, or she's telling you to write a verse on any type of song, the first thing you do, because it's your lyrics, the first thing you do is copyright it. I don't care if it's one sentence. Just copyright it. Because what if he or she sells 2 million copies or 5 million copies, and you know, and you did a collaboration with him, but no paperwork was signed, and all of a sudden, you know, you look around, you ain't getting no money. You want to know why? You didn't protect yourself.
Yeah, I've done songs with certain celebrity folks, and you know, I mean, you know, depending on the kind of business that's done, a lot of it is 50-50. But again, it's something that, you know, you could easily put together as far as an agreement. You know, you can have that document ready to roll, especially if you're selling it. You know, mixtapes is a different deal. You know, a lot of people get that stuff away for free. But also, I still would suggest anybody, if you're writing, original material, I mean, just copyright everything you do, like, for the most part. I mean, if you're an artist, BMI pretty much kind of covers that, because you're kind of like, you know, you don't have to be bogged down by just a lot of the stuff that's out there. And also, real quick, just to add, like, you know, to keep it real, to me, I feel like there's a lot of people out there that kind of is missing the boat when it comes to you being an entrepreneur in this business. I mean, there's a lot of online businesses. There's a lot of music industry businesses that's conducted online. There's a lot of opportunity for people out there to really just pay attention to the to the meat and potatoes of it, because you know it's out there. You cover your own bases, you can never go wrong. And the people that say they pretty much, you know, got jerked around and stuff like that, never did enough homework and never did anything to just be able to cover themselves, if just in case that there's some issues that do pop up, because nobody's perfect. Situations might hit you up, but at the same time, if you've done everything in your power to cover yourself, you should be good.
Exactly. I agree totally 100% with that. And just to piggyback on what you were saying, the only one was just saying, if you do not protect yourselves, you're going to repeat this thing over and over. Don't never, ever have somebody else take your craft and do the work for you. You have to do the homework on your own so that when it comes up, you'll be ready and willing to, and be able to speak up for yourself and say, nah, this is not how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? Somebody came up to me before, wanted me to write, or my artist to write a hook for somebody in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And she blatantly said to me, just send me what you got. I turned around and told her, after it's copyrighted and we come to any other agreement, then I'll send it to you. She hung up the phone. She hung up the phone. And this is a guy who's doing some big things in the Bay Area. So I said to myself, I said, you see what I mean? If I would have just let her do, you know, send this, you know, hook to this person, and he winds up making, you know, millions of dollars off of this, you know, I'll be kicking myself in the head.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So everything is about knowing the business. I can't stress this enough. You have to go sit in the library and pull out some books on music industry. There's a whole lot of, like the gentleman said again, there's a whole lot of organizations or places you can go just to find out the right things to do when it comes to this music industry.
See, sorry to cut you off. My thing is, I really and truly feel like this, just by knowing a lot of celebrity folks, just being in the business around. I've come to the conclusion, man, and all the people out there listening, people just lazy, man. They just lazy. There's artists out there that's just downright just lazy. They may know where to go, like you said, go to the libraries. While you saying that, there's probably like 500,000 listeners out there that definitely want to be in entertainment and music that's ignoring that because they feel like, well, I know enough anyways. So, you know, and that's the sad state that so many of us that's in is because they don't pay attention to the basics and they don't want to learn because they feel like they know enough to get by.
They want to put it in somebody else's hands and then wonder why they're not seeing no money after it's all said and done.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's where they're always going to fail, is when you allow somebody else to take care of the business that you should.
If you want to get played and you want to get paid when you get played, you got to get prepared at the end of the day. And this is not just coming from, you know, even as radio personalities and managers, we cover ourselves too. Don't think it's not contracts and agreement when it comes to us. You know, even with, you know, us getting music in, I have the Keeping It Clean campaign on my show. It's artists that's feeling some type of way that I'm asking for clean music. Here's the thing. You want to have your EPK ready, first of all. Second of all, I mean, I've seen artists that don't have an EPK, so I set up the submission form that'll help me out when I'm interviewing and showcasing them. But then at the same time, when you go into the studio, it's a couple of things that you want to be doing, and I'm glad, Brandy, you said that some people are just lazy. You should be recording the regular version, the unedited version, the edited version, and the instrumental. You know, have yourself ready.
See, Diva, I'm kind of torn between that statement.
Okay.
Just for the simple fact that, you know, sometimes, you know the business. See, you know, I do a lot of music because I love music. I love the thought process of it, putting it down, making sure that I do music that comes from my heart. So, you know, there may be a handful of songs that, you know, may be as clean as a whistle, but I might be feeling aggressive one day. and I just put it down. Like I feel like I need to put it down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just, you know, and it just comes out that way. And then, you know, like I said, to me, I feel like I could be the best of both worlds, where I can do a song where at the end of the day, when I play it back and listen, because that's just how I felt, wow, I didn't even say a cuss word whatsoever. You know, and then it might be another song that I do where it's just like I'm just aggressive. I'm just feeling, you know, I'm just feeling upset, or if I'm feeling a certain way, and I just get it across and just like, okay, well, this is how I felt that day. You know, so it's kind of, you know, to me, I would always recommend artists to just, you know, not just do it, play it how you feel, because, you know, a lot of people use the cuss word term a little bit too loosely. Because they just feel like, okay, I need to go ahead and throw these expletives around just so I can be able to, you know, create that shock value. But, you know, there's a lot of artists that do it because, you know, that's just how they feel on that certain day. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, also, you know, a lot of artists feel like they need to just be conscious of how they present certain songs to certain people as well. So, you know, a lot of those could just be the B-side, but they really the A-side because, you know, I didn't feel like cussing that day. Life is good. Or, you know, certain things is going on, and I didn't have to say a cuss word. So it's kind of double-edged in a way.
We're gonna take a music break, and then we come back. We're going to get more into this. Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. Guest, I am Brandon, and Piecemeal is live up in this thing. We're talking about how to protect, copyright, and register your music. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm going to get into a hot track by Scientific right here. Big shout out to Africa. It's called Nothing Without You, and it's featuring J-So. Let's go.
It's you I'm looking up to right now.
There's troubles every day. I'ma
give it all to you. Lord, you my father, my savior. It's time to put on my best behavior. For your love, I embrace ya. You were worthy, my life I gave ya. The devil had me lust in this cold world. No hope, talk, life is over. Did he have dreams, but now I'm getting older. When I need a rest, then you give me a shoulder. When friends despised me, it was a lesson. Next thing you rain down, showers of blessing. I seen miracles and angels. You my one and only, Lord, I believe you.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am, I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you.
I read the Bible and I watch the clock ticking. It's my time now, history in the making. With all these prophecies on to me, I know success is my company. When times went bad, my faith grew stronger. When breakthrough came, your words last longer. I gotta reach my destiny when I'm gone. My soul reign eternally. No matter how I sing, you still got mercy. If you talk like men, you would have to curse me. I've seen miracles and angels. You my one and only, Lord, I believe.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you.
Lord, I'm nothing without you. That's my word. I could have been dead by now, but I'm still alive, and I'm grateful. Scientific, J-So, Wonder World, baby, Skilly. You heard? Keep your head up, man. Love ya, love ya, love ya.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am, I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you.
Thank you.
follow JSO on Twitter at JSO. It's your girl Diva Ebony B of Step Your Game Up Saturdays. What you looking at? Step your game up. Artists, you got to step your game up when it comes to this music. If you want to get played when you get paid, if you want to get paid when you get played, you will go and copyright your music. You will protect your brand. And you want to go to www.copyright.org.com. Again, that's www.copyrightorg.com. Also, you can go to soundexchange.com. Again, that's soundexchange.com. And check them out and register some of your music for free. I got my special guest live up in here. I am Brandon from Next Legacy Radio. And I also have P-Spell in here, Tamara Bubbles manager up in the building. So you guys make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Now we're talking about copyrights and how it's important and what's the benefits of it, how it's protecting your music and what you can gain from it. And we were talking about the SR and the PR form. So the SR is the sound recording form, and the PA form is the Performance Act form. And an example of proper use for the PA and the SR form, you could say Jane Smith composes words and music, which she entitles it, Blowing in the Breeze. Even though she recorded it, she is not interested in registering the particular recordings, but only register the composition itself. If she decides to submit Blowing in the Breeze for copyright registry, she should use the PA form. Now, Emily Tree performs the records Jane Smith's Blowing in the Breeze after complying with permission and licensing procedure. If Emily decides to submit her record recordings for copyright registry, she should use it as the SR, which is sound recording. The same principles apply to literal, lateral, and dramatic works, or recording performance, or an actor speaking lines from Helmet could be registered form SR or as a sound recording. And the sound recording, of course, has no copyrights underlining work Helmet. So you guys want to know what part you play in a song and how you can register, and that's something that we were talking about, as well as owning your own publishing rights. So I want to just throw these couple of tips out for artists who are starting off. You've been in the studio, you lay down all this music, you got all this wonderful pieces of music. Couple of things that you want to do before you submit it to YouTube, any mixtape, any radio station. You want to copyright your name. You want to copyright your name. You want to copyright your music. You want to own your own publishing as well. If you're an independent artist, this was really cool because you can get paid two ways, as a songwriter and as a publishing company. But if you have a deal and somebody has given you a publishing deal, they usually get about 50%. I think that's about equal, and P-Spell, you can correct me on that. But I think it's really important for artists to own their publishing, copyright their music, you're writing it, and also if you produce the music as well. And that goes to my next question, guys, because I've had this issue with a lot of artists. I got a great artist that got a great music, great song that he produced, but it's somebody else's beat that he got off the line. So this is what's stopping him from airplay at this point, because, of course, if you didn't get permission from the producer, then you need to get it. So I think it's a couple of ways that you can do this. You can either buy the beat, lease the beat, or the artist and the producer comes to some type of agreement where they will share the royalties. P-Spell, is this correct?
All of the above.
Okay.
All that is correct.
Okay, so you just reach out to the producer and say, hey, I got your beat from offline. I wrote to it. Here's the song. Well, I would submit him the song so he can hear it, but I wrote to it and I want to be able to buy it, lease it, or we come to agreement. P-Spell, as a manager and managing artists, what would you say would be the best move for this particular artist with making a song over this beat? Should he buy it, should he lease it, or should he come to an agreement? And remind you, he's an independent artist with a low budget.
Well, now that gets a little tricky, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I always recommend that somebody
you know, go into the studio and build by, you know, for yourself instead of getting somebody else's. You know, the whole point about it is how you're going to get money. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if you're going to take another person's beat, then you're just giving them some money.
Mm.
Whether you leasing it, whether, I mean, you could buy it, yes, but if you leasing it and doing all those other things, I mean, you just giving them money. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing is you got to go in the studio and be creative yourself. And it goes back to what the gentleman, Jay, was talking about, being
Brandon.
Lazy.
Yeah, I am Brandon.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I'm sorry about that. You know, it's being lazy, you know what I'm saying? Just because, you got craft doesn't mean that you just, you know, lallygag towards the craft that you have. You got to just go in there in the studio and create something instead of using somebody else's beat. It's just like going, like P. Diddy and them. They used to use all those beats back in the day.
The old school.
You know, they had to get all those old tracks, you know what I'm saying? They had to get permission for all of that. You know how long that takes, especially if you don't know the route to take for it? It takes a while for you to even get permission to get that done. And then you got to make sure you do it all right or you can get sued. And then you wind up getting nothing in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a whole lot of avenues that you got to cover with using somebody else's tracks. You know what I'm saying? And it's very, very, very important that you guys recognize, all the listeners recognize that if you are coming into this industry, you got to make sure you do your homework. Because people are waiting for you not to know.
Yes, they are.
Can I add something as well?
I was about to come over to you.
I just want to throw something out there real quick, because especially when it comes to that, I just really and truly feel when it comes down to it, like leasing beats and stuff like that. Like, if you know you got a beat that you really, really want, like you feel like this is just going to be a game changer when it comes to elevating your career, you should already have a mindset business-wise, like, I need to go talk to this gentleman or this young lady that created that beat, that, you know what, we need to strike a deal. Because, you know, depending on who it is and what's going on with it at the end of the day, you know, if you know, say, for instance, take my, you know, two albums that I've dropped over the course of March. You know, I got with a producer guy, and we pretty much drew up something where we can just go ahead and split the profits 50-50, you know, based on that. And I just feel like people need to just, you know, if you're going to lease a beat, to me, I just feel like that's a punk move, you know, because that's really just saying that, okay, well, you know, I think I'm only worth just the lease. Like, you know, you ain't worth the buy. You know what I mean? And not only that, align yourself with the DJ or the producer that made that beat and just really strike a business deal with him or her. I think that's important. And people, you know, I was never a fan of leasing beats anyway. It just kind of seemed pointless.
It's like
they got you on a rope and they can pull you and tug you
at
any time. So, you know, okay, you got a little bit too far. Whoop, come back. Don't go too far. Snatch it back.
And on top of that, they still have the opportunity to take that beat and give it to somebody else, and now you're at a war with it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So why put yourself through that? You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to know how to read these contracts, for one, and you got to know how to negotiate. Negotiating is a big part of making the proper moves in this industry. If you do not know how to talk and walk the walk at the same time, you're gonna have some issues going along the way. So you gotta have a decent team, and you gotta know how to read these contracts and make sure that you just do your homework. That's the bottom line. You gotta do your homework.
Homework is very, you know, very important, and I wanna go over to I Am Brandon and ask this question. Okay, now that I done got with the, like you said, sat down and struck a deal with the producer, and, you know, you sat down and set his contract, so you guys are going to be able to split the profits 50-50. Now, mm-hmm. when you say split the profits 50-50, did you guys register, when you register the music, you put him down as the producer, and you
Absolutely.
Down as the songwriter, and as the performing artist?
Yes.
So you registered as the, well, whoever you registered with, let's pull out BMI. I went to BMI, I got my song, I got my producer, I got his beat, I got my hot lyrics. Okay, now,
while we in the studio, not later on, while we together and we have formed up well, I guess that will be the contract. I register as the songwriter because I wrote the song. I register as the performing artist because I'm going to perform the song. And he register as the producer because he produced the music.
Right.
Now, does publishing come in anywhere there, or is that just, is that a whole nother different situation?
I mean, you want to make sure all your publishing is in there. Like, you want to lump that all in. Like, BMI is just so easy for an artist to just go ahead and just lock in. Like, you know, if he wrote the song, you know, he produced the beat, you was the songwriter, and you did all the above. Like, you know, BMI and setting that up is already ready, you know, for a lot of artists to just really go ahead and just take advantage of that. So, you know, we struck that deal, like him and I, we just wrote something out, like, okay, well, it's just a, you know, a two-album deal where I'm using, you know, these 24 instrumentals, you know, produced by him, make sure credit is given, you know, on each step of the way at the end of the day. So it's easy for it to be done. Like, you know, and for the listeners out there, it's not a complicated scenario when, like my man said, like, you got to just be able to know how to talk business. Because if you can't talk business and if you can't come to an agreement, write it up, you know, have that man or that woman read it, go over it, you know, either e-sign it or physically sign it and e-fax it over, you know, you ain't really doing business. You just really just kind of, you know, going around the play table. And that's not how you roll. So, you know, it's important for people to understand that, you know, there's a lot of aspects to the business, but it's simple. It doesn't have to be drawn, you know, it doesn't have to be a long, lengthy kind of situation. It could be super easy if you really know what you're talking about.
All right, great. Now that we got that taken care of on how we do this, it's especially with registering with BMI, ASCAP, CSAC. You know, there's a couple of places that you can go to. And, oh, artists, BMI, ASCAP, and CSAC always have conferences. They always have workshops that you can go to in your area. You just got to go on the website and look. They're having these workshops and these conferences where you can go to for free or pay a small fee to get to learn about registering your music, copyrights, publishing, et cetera, et cetera. Now, with every good, there's a bad. So, of course, I have to ask this question, or I'll give this scenario. I'm an artist, and I went and recorded in this studio with this producer. I'm an independent artist. I went and recorded in the studio with this producer, but when I'm recording and I'm trusting them, but then when it was time for me to get my masters or my music, this producer decided, somewhere along the way we fell out, this producer decided that he does not want to give me my music. I have MP3s of my music, but I don't have my masters. What am I to do in this situation right here?
You want to take that one, homie, or you want me to,
well, go
you want me to take that one?
You can go ahead because that's tricky right there.
Yeah, not only is it tricky, it's just, I mean, because to me, obviously, you're dealing with a person that's not business-minded if he or she is going to take the personal aspect of falling out into the business of what y'all was trying to do in the first place.
Yeah.
So, again, if you've covered yourself, you've dotted your I, you've crossed your T with that said music, I mean, the next step is to take it to a lawyer if that situation is not a good situation where you can't be able to break bread and talk to him or her to be able to get it down. I mean, you know, because to me, and Diva, you know me enough to know, it's like, you know, hey, you know what, I ain't going on no social media tirade to go condemn him or her about, you know, what the business side of it is. I mean, you know, you have a falling out. That's whatever. That's, you know, nature of the business of whatever.
Yes, it is.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, if you stuck and you wondering what to do, lawyer up. You ain't got no choice, especially if that's music that y'all already conducted on a business level. You gotta lawyer up and just make sure you handle what you need to handle. And 9 times out of 10, you know, you lawyer up, that other person is gonna cave in and give you what you need, especially if the deal was already made anyways.
And thank you for that. You're absolutely right. And any artist that's recording
in any studio, once you finish recording it, you should be taking your masters with you.
Well,
now,
and,
is this
let me
correct?
Let me piggyback on that just for a second.
Thank you.
Also, you know, when you also going into the studios, make sure you guys come in there with, you know, receipts and all of that stuff. Because you have to cover yourself all the way around the board. If you're going into somebody's studio and you have to pay for studio time, make sure he has his name on your documentation leaving the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving up the money. You know what I'm saying? Because that right there, like what my friend here was saying, is good when you go to court. You got his name on paper on this date and time. You was in the studio at this time and date. So this is just another backup plan for you to sit up there and say, I was in the studio at this time, because if you don't have that stuff, what are you going to say? He wasn't in there.
Exactly.
So you got to cover yourself all the way around the board. You know, every time I go to anybody's studio and I'm giving up money, I have them write a receipt out.
Yep. And for the people out there that's listening too, like, you know, especially if you created one in the crib, like, you know, I got one, created one, you know, do my own, you know, conduct my own business, you know, pretty much from the comfort of my own home. So at the same time, like, if there's other people that's using other means to be able to get certain things done, you know what I'm saying, I want some information on that too, because, you know, where you at doing music? Because I don't want somebody to say that they own your verse, or they did your verse or whatever, and then they trying to hold it for whatever reason. So it's kind of like you got to know exactly who you dealing with and where they dealing with, or, you know, at the same time. So it's kind of like you gotta handle both ends. Where I commend you for getting it done, but where'd you get it done at? Did you have to pay for it? How much you had to pay? Like, who's in charge of doing all that stuff that you're working with right now? Because you just want to make sure you cover your own self at the end of the day.
And to piggyback on that one more time, you know, when you are, everybody who's in this music thing, well, most of the people that are in this music thing can be researched.
Yep.
So if anybody has a name, they can be Googled. You know what I'm saying? It's a very important, you know, if you go into the studio and then you start seeing the producer or anybody start being a slime ball, you know what I'm saying, I recommend that you get the person's name and see if he's on Twitter, Facebook, and see what people are actually talking about with this person, so you can get an idea of who you're walking into. You know what I'm saying? You can go on Google, you can go on Twitter, you can go on Facebook and see the character of a person if you're going to deal with that person, and you can actually, you know, weigh out whether you want to deal with them or not before you go in.
Yep, and to add on to that, I always tell people, because I don't like talking about myself, but I guarantee I'll tell everybody that's living to go check my resume. That's all you got to do.
Exactly.
Check my resume. I ain't hard to find, so once you put it down there, you'll see what I'm about, and then let's go do business.
Yeah. I like it. That's fine. You want to Google and you want to check out the person that you're doing business with, because you can't bring everybody onto your brand. And all you callers on the line, we see you. Big shout out to the 410. Big shout out for the 253, the 908, the 973, the 261, the 227. We definitely see you. If you guys want to ask questions, I got my professionals here for another 15 minutes. You can just press the 1 button and it will open your mic. If you have any questions and you want to ask about music, you want to ask about contracts, the time is now to ask my I Am Brandon for Next Legacy Radio is live on the show with us right now. P-Spell, he's a manager for various artists. So you want to ask some questions, just press the 1 button and we'll get you in and get your mic open so you can ask your question. But I really believe in Googling people and checking out what they're talking about, you know, and just research them for a week or two, because they may be feeling all right the first day, but next Tuesday and Wednesday, them Craig and Day Day mad at each other and they black.
Exactly. And Diva too, like, you know, I always tell people to, like, you know, you can Google the stage name or the radio name or whatever,
But yeah. I really encourage people to Google my government name too, just so you can be able to see exactly what time it is. Because you know we live in the world of fakes and frauds. So at the same time, it's like you want my stage name, government name. That's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's really true to their business life is really gonna make sure that they brand themselves on that legacy tip, where they can just be able to see what you're doing, not just as an artist or a business owner, but also as a man, as a father, as a provider, as somebody that really is trying to brand that legacy and extend it.
You are definitely right. Because one person 100%. Can mess it up for you. They can mess it up for your brand. And what I'm going to go through is go to the call lines and get some feedback. We got about 15 more minutes left in the show. 410-254. You're now live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing, Diva? This is Mac 4, ENT. Mac 4's father. And we're part of the Next Legacy Recording Group. Everything that I'm branded talking about, he schooled us before we went down to North Carolina. So everything he's talking about as far as the BMI, knew nothing. We knew nothing about the BMI or any of that stuff. He took us to class. And if he didn't take us to class and I didn't know what was going on, my little boys would have got.
Wow. Wow.
So
that's love.
Thank you, sir.
That's love. I mean, you know, to me, I always feel like if you're a good student, you handle what needs to be handled. No, you're good. No, if you a student of the game, you know what I'm saying, anytime that, you know, to me, I always feel like, you know, I want to learn from a lot of greats, and I also want to learn from a lot of people that, you know, that's coming up in the business too. So, you know, you can always soak up as much knowledge from as many people that's been in the business or just coming in the business, you know, and at the end of the day, form your own opinion too. So, you know, it's you know, teachers teach, but also, you know, teachers learn too from other people that's trying to teach as well.
I mean, you definitely right about that, and I would encourage anybody that's in the industry to go and take up some business courses. And not just take up business courses, take up marketing too. Your education can take you a long way. Even, you know, Diva, I'm taking business courses right now and marketing courses right now because it's going to enhance my business. It's also continuing to research ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, how to register your music, because we get artists, you know, our whole thing is with Diva Spot Radio, Phenomenal Radio, with the whole brand and everybody I work with, we want to put the power of the industry in an independent hand. We believe in educating artists. If we get more smarter artists, we'll have more longer careers. There wouldn't be really such thing as one-hit wonders because I was listening to Next Legacy Radio, I think, about 2 weeks ago, and Brandon made a great point. He said these labels are not managing and consulting these artists anymore. There's really no, you know, maintenance with these artists. There's no teaching them. There's no prepping them. There's no getting them ready. Some artists I deal with, they come, they're not even interview ready, and they kind of ashamed to say this is your first interview. You shouldn't be ashamed to say that. We want to make sure you get a quality interview and a quality showcase. Any radio station wants to. We don't want to be interviewing somebody and be like, okay, tell us about yourself. Well, I'm from down the street and around the corner, and me and my team about to turn them up. We'll do that there. No. We want to
That's rugged.
Ready.
That's
Not only is it rugged, but they're looking for you like that.
Right, exactly.
They're looking for you to come rugged so they can just say, here, sign this.
Yeah. And Diva, real quick, peace spell. Hey, I just hit you on a request on the social media, Facebook, sir. So check that. But also, can I also add real quick? You know, I think we've come from a music evolution, and I've said it on my radio shows before, where I feel like, you know, there's nothing out there that will revolutionize, or not necessarily revolutionize, but change the music game forever, because I feel like there's been a lot of people that came before us that did. But I think the best thing that musicians can do nowadays is just be honest with yourself,
just be honest with just not just your lifestyle, but just how you feel about certain aspects about your life and love and life and laughter and this and that. And I guarantee you, you're going to be able to gain more people that will respect your craft if you just come 110% honest with who you are and how you get down. Because we've seen evolution from the Jackson 5. We've seen evolution from, the Beatles. We've seen evolution from so many different artists in hip-hop and other genres of music where nothing is going to surprise me. The only thing that's going to surprise me now is how somebody really comes honest with their craft and their work and how they market themselves. That's it.
Gotta be a stand-up person for yourself first before you can be presenting yourself to somebody else.
Exactly.
And wrapping up to the end of the show, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys just go ahead and wrap up before we get out of here. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. How to protect, copyright, and register your brand and music. This is very, very important. And I'm going to go ahead and let you lead off, yourself.
Okay, what I want to actually say, which we didn't mention, is when you guys are registering your songs and everything of that nature. I mean, I had somebody come to me. He was talking about he wanted to give me his original Social Security number, and I'm like, why are you doing that? If you're registered, then your BMI number should be there, or your ASCAP number should be there. You shouldn't be giving me your Social Security number because I'll run your credit up. You know, so we laughed, chuckled about it.
Word up.
What I'm telling this guy, I don't know how long you've been giving out your Social Security number, your original Social Security number, but you need to stop doing that.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Because next, you know, somebody built the whole studio with your off of your credit. You know what I'm saying? When you register yourself to BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC, you have CSAC or BMI. Or ASCAP Social Security number. You don't use your original for that. Don't give your Social Security out to nobody. You know, that right there is a big no-no.
I can definitely appreciate that. Don't give me your Social Security number. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I had to help a producer out with that.
Wow.
A super producer at that. He came to me, and he just blatantly gave me his Social Security. I said, what are you doing?
He ain't that super.
Exactly. He wasn't that super. And I'm like, wow, you really, somebody put you in position here, you must have been getting beat a lot. You know what I'm saying? And it's a shame that, you know, he could be in the industry for so long and still don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And that's the sad part about it. You know, it's like what Brandon was saying. You know, you got to step, and Ebony, I salute you for the topic that you got here.
Amen.
Not step up your game, you will lose all that you're worth. In this industry, you will lose all that you're worth if you do not step up your game and do your homework. That's all I have to say.
Step up and do your homework. Thank you, Pisa. I appreciate that. I am Brandon. I throw it over to you.
I just think people just really need to just be honest with themselves. Like music, the evolution of music, you know, I love different genres of music. You know, people that's come out in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, some before I was even born, because I can identify their craft and I could tell the passion that came out of, you know, people's voice when I heard them sing, or hip-hop in this genre when I heard them, you know, break lines like "Don't Push Me Because I'm Close to the Edge," and it was really on the inner city rugged kind of vibe. And, you know what I'm saying, I gained that respect and that appreciation for the crowd because they was trying to get points out. Even N.W.A. for the way they put it down. But a lot of people got turned out by the glamour of it all and the success that a lot of these celebrities have, that people just really need to scale it down and pay attention that at the end of it all, it's about the craft that you make and create yourself. You don't want to be the next N.W.A. or the next Grandmaster Flash or the next whoever was a celebrity, and you got to be the next you and the next best you so you can be able to evolutionize yourself, and not just yourself, be able to blaze that trail so you can be able to show others how it's done so they can be motivated off of what you do. It's easy. That's why I name myself I Am Branded. It's because to me, I'm branding my legacy every time I get up in the morning and every time that I do something for my daughter or do something for somebody else or do something for my higher power. You know what I mean? It's easy for me to brand this legacy that I'm trying to create because I'm trying to do it in a manner that other people will be able to learn to appreciate and respect. And I encourage everybody to do the same. Get gamed up. We got too much social media action for y'all to not pay attention about the legal business of music and entertainment, because it's right there for you. But you just got to stop being, I guess you could say, you know, yeah, not just lazy, but just being selfish and just straight stupid, and just really understand that this is enough game that can be shared, and we can all team up and make this evolution rock.
You're right about that, and I definitely appreciate that. You guys got to take your time out to go ahead, and big shout out to Pete Spell and I Am Brandon for coming on the show. These professionals are here and has came through and dropped the game on y'all, and that's just a small piece of the game. We are going to continue on with topics like this on Step Your Game Up Saturdays, so we can continue to empower artists and business owners and musicians and those who are just coming up, and encourage you guys to start doing Step Your Game Up, like Pete Spell said. Step your game up and do your homework, because if you want to be in business, then you need to take the time out to learn your business. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B, and also follow the station at Diva Spot Radio. Keep God first, family second, and career third. Tune in with me tomorrow, 5 p.m. on Spiritual Feedings, and make sure you don't miss Mommy Mobs on Mondays at 5 p.m. Let's go. I'm going to get into a hot track out of here by Bump Pro. Big shout out to Jersey. It's called Tattoo White Girl. I'm going.
Somebody tattoo white girl that I love. Also love when the bass go boom in the club. Whoever turn the f***ing lights on getting stumped. I can see it in her eyes. She want me to take her home. And right before we go, I let the wolves loose and had them dogs let it flow. Make it tradition everywhere we go, so they know. Have them screaming for more.
You're coming back, right?
Yeah.
You're a rock star.
I know.
Oh my God, girl.
I know.
Hit the city with nothing pretty in mind.
Yeah, wait.
Addictive behavior mixed with vodka, why
not?
A dozen groupies, I call them my rock
five.
Now what you got is friends from Entourage.
Look,
range truck, full of loud smoke. Eyes blow, Ray-Bans, high dough. Who was that? God knows. When the hell did he get that flow? Make me go, my bro. Go. Look at all the kids outside that door. Just wanna go drag race, they go.
Somebody tattoo white girl that I love. Also love when the bass go boom in the club. Whoever turned the f***ing lights on, getting stumped. I can see it in her eyes. She want me to take her home. And right before we go, I let the wolves loose and had them dogs let them flow. Make it tradition everywhere we go, so they know. Have them screaming for more.
You're coming back, right?
Yeah.
You're a rock star.
I know.
Oh my God, girl.
I know.
I got a situation.
What?
And it's got me patient.
And?
I'm in love with Teddy White girls and it's just a change.
So what?
Amongst other things, I'm a lower rock and they don't understand. Gotta learn and not give a what. Forward is the only plan.
Right.
Create them all, make the brand.
That's
ground, it's for the fans. Trash club, take a stand. Go for yours, quit playing. Break all rules, cut the line. Act a fool, full crime. Head down, love when the rock y'all boys come around.
Can't get enough of that bro.
That bro. Can't get enough of that show. When a rock out boy come around, can't get enough of that freaking show. That show. That mother show.
That show.
That show.
Bump Pro.
Yeah. I'm either on that Harley or on that Chevy Queen.
Yeah.
Look like I'm closing, taking the picture for magazine. Who's out for the candy? Cali do the Georgia swing. And take you Chevy something, shopping for the machine. Tattoo white girl that I love. Also love when the bass go boom in the club. Whoever turn the f***ing lights on, getting stumped. I can see it in her eyes. She want me to take her home. And right before we go, I let the wolves loose and had them dogs let them flow. Make it tradition everywhere we go, so they know. Have them screaming for more.
You're coming back, right?
Yeah.
You're a rock star.
I know.